The video that has received more than 20 million YouTube hits, the hottest political clip shared by the service in 2011, begins this way.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is Zach Walls. I'm a sixth-generation Iowan and an engineering student at the University of Iowa, and I was raised by two women.
He was 19 and speaking at a public hearing before an Iowa House committee, arguing against a proposed constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage in Iowa. In 3 minutes of testimony, he made the case that he's turned out pretty well as the son of lesbians.
And you know why? Because the sexual orientation of my parents has had zero effect on the content of my character. Thank you very much.
Zach Wall's argument fell on many deaf ears that night a year ago. The House later voted to allow Iowans to cast ballots on the amendment issue, a move that was blocked in the Senate. But by defending his family, he gave voice to the children of gay couples everywhere. He appeared on national TV talk shows. He landed a book deal for a memoir titled My Two Moms. And he spoke with Iowa Public Radio's Ben Kiefer.
This has been one of the most humbling experiences of my life. You know, I've never heard ever from so many other kids who were raised, you know, in families that had gay couples leading the family, you know, two moms, two dads. The solidarity that's been expressed has really just been so moving for me. It's unbelievable.
The point Walls was making in January of 2011 was his parents were no different than anyone else's. But classmates, some teachers, people around town don't always see it that way. They notice the differences, not the similarities. This may explain why there was a time in Maeve Jackowski's life when she didn't talk much about her upbringing. She was 4 when her mother set up house in Des Moines with another woman.
The first time I met her, she let me eat chocolate chips out of the bag, which I thought was the coolest thing ever.
Her mother, Carrie Fitzgerald, says Maeve and her older brother were too young to fully understand the relationship she had with Jody Beavers.
It wasn't something that we ever hid, but when your kids are 4 and 6, you know, I mean, there aren't a lot of words that you use for it. It's just kind of, this is a nice person who's here with us.
When she was a kid, Jackowski didn't consider it strange she lived in a household with two mothers. A lot of her grade school friends were living in unusual circumstances with single parents or in foster homes. But as she grew older, she didn't want to draw attention to her situation.
I just kind of saved myself from a lot of, I think, judgment from people. And I just never wanted to be, I always wanted to be my own person. And I wanted people to think of me as myself, not the daughter of lesbians.
Her mother also wanted to dim the spotlight on their home life. Maeve's father joined Fitzgerald for parent-teacher conferences. Beavers stayed away. She says it didn't bother her.
I wanted them to be comfortable, and if that meant that I really took a back seat and I stayed really quiet, then that's what I was willing to do.
Beavers says she often felt more like a family friend than a parent. Now at age 23, Jackowski easily discusses her childhood. For many youngsters and families led by gay parents, the subject results in bullying. Des Moines attorney Sharon Malero is chair of the board of the gay advocacy group One Iowa.
I've just heard anecdotally from some friends of mine that they've had their children are being teased in school because they have two moms, or not just only teased, maybe criticizing that you don't have a real family because you don't have a father, or you don't have a real family because you don't have a mother.
She says sometimes teachers inadvertently confuse students with same-sex parents by referring only to families with mothers and fathers. In the Humboldt School District, elementary school counselor Karen Teal starts each day by having students take the Purple Hands Pledge. She says this promise to not use hands or words to harm anyone has helped a 10-year-old boy with lesbian parents feel comfortable.
I think the kids in his class are really accepting. I just think they didn't understand at first. It was confusing. But I don't really think that anyone has been mean to him about it, and I want to keep it that way.
The case of Julie Shanky Lyford is entirely different. Her father, Bob, came out to her as gay when she was a senior at Pella High School. She says her dad, a theater professor at Central College at the time, expected her to reject him when he sprung the news. She says it took a while to convince him it didn't change her love for him. She really didn't care.
Don't get me wrong, there was times when I had to deal with the situation that I got quite ticked, that I had to deal with it. But I never hated him. I hated having to deal with the drama.
At first, she was asked to sit on the information, but she told a few people who she considered friends and lost them as a result. It cost her some boyfriends along the way, too. One told her if they ever had children together, the kids would not be permitted to be alone with their grandfather.
What I started doing is pre-screening. I would take the guys to the video store to rent a video for a date, and I would say, let's rent The Birdcage or Crying Game, which in the 80s were big gay movies or there's gay themes, and I would see how they would react.
She put her husband to the test, and he passed without question. They now live in Minneapolis and have two children of their own, ages 6 and 9. Her father has remarried to the man he has lived with for 27 years. Julie says her young ones think it's perfectly natural to have two grandpas on their mother's side of the family. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.